chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. Last night, we did an introduction into the vision of the kingdom. This morning, we're going to go a step further. You know, I was saying that the kingdom is hard. Hard stuff. Hard saying. Whenever Jesus goes into his hard saying mode, most times it's about the kingdom. John chapter 3, verse 19. And the judgment, give me New King James. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into this world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be what? Exposed. I want to share briefly with you the system of survival in this kingdom. How we survive in this kingdom. I want to start by saying that the world is not neutral. Those who think that the world is neutral are already victims of a war. Those who think that everything that is happening on earth is normal, there is no spiritual force around, are already victims of an unseen battle. The world is not neutral. It is governed by systems and spirits that are hostile to the truth. Have you ever checked that the moment you want to do good, the moment you want to stand with the truth, the moment you want to do what God wants you to do, it looks as if all hell breaks loose over your life. True or false? Because the earth is not normal. It doesn't like goodness. It doesn't like truth. And the funny thing is that when you see sons and daughters of the kingdom, they are talking as though they are surprised, whereas this thing has been in the scriptures for years. When it looks as if you are fighting against the world, you are fighting against culture, you are fighting against system, it's looking as though when you put good effort, it's not producing so much. You think it's about you. Unfortunately, it's not about you. It's way beyond you. Jesus called it the present darkness. From politics to entertainment, from ideology to culture, there has always been an invisible rebellion against God, and in extension, God's people. The moment you stand for righteousness, you become a target for resistance. I want to make it very clear. Do not write. Please look up to me, everyone. I want to make it very clear. The moment you say you're a Christian, listen carefully. The system of the world will look as though it has turned against you. See it as a normal thing. It's not something to go to God and you start complaining. It's been in the scripture all this while. Seeing it as it is what will help you navigate through it. Some people think, and it's not being unfair, because if you were the one, anything that rebels against your system, you will fight it. Did you hear what I just said? If you were the one. It's not being fair. Every kingdom wants to protect our own interest. You must understand that the moment you choose light, you have declared war. The systems of this world are not passive. When you go to entertainment, there are forces in entertainment. You go to politics, there are forces in politics. You go to medical sciences, there are forces. There are forces everywhere. There is no neutral space. There is no neutral space. There is no sphere that is neutral. If it's neutral, it can't exist. Is it that light controls it or darkness controls it? There is no in between. You trying to be neutral is deceiving yourself. It's losing the battle already. I want you to get that at the back of your mind. John chapter 3 says, that we just read, it says, men love darkness more than light. Do you find why they don't like you? Sometimes you go into an office, a man doesn't just like you. A lady there, your boss doesn't just like you. Not because you were incompetent, not because there is a spirit. You know, the truth of the matter is, all men host spirits. You don't know what they host. Sometimes they did not decide. The spirit in them is not just happy with you. The scripture says that light does not like darkness. This darkness does not like light. It does not. Now let me tell you. You must be deceiving yourself to think that the world should like you. If they begin to like you, there is something wrong. They will not like you, but they cannot ignore you. They should not ignore you. But you must be deceiving yourself if you want the world to love you. Why I'm saying that is because we need to reset a kingdom culture that makes Christians want to impress the world. It's against what we believe. Your calling is not to impress the world. Your calling is to transform the world. Not impress. Your calling is not for their applause. If they begin to clap for you steadily, check well. Are you for them? Are you against them? Somebody is not following what I'm saying here. You might not like what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the truth. You know, this is a convention. So we'll take step by step to make sure we build the mindset of the kingdom. So when persecutions come, listen, don't take it personal. It's not about you. It's about the light in you. Don't take it personal. It's about what you carry. Most times you're not going to be hated because you are wrong. Most times you actually be hated because you are right. In this world, if you are darkness, if you are darkness, one of the worst things you will hate about Nigeria is if NEPA gives steady light. A mosquito will always hate insecticide. Three of us. If you see the world hating on you, It's not a new thing. They only love their own. You represent what the world is afraid of. It's called exposure. You represent what darkness is afraid of. Exposure. Your existence. Your manifestation. You're revealing to all men threatens their grip over the hearts and souls of men. Have you ever seen any authoritarian like anybody who represents revolution in their land? Have you ever seen that? Let me give a little vague example. There are some people your present government don't like. Three of us. Why don't they like them? Because their existence, their activities are a threat to what they are doing. If those guys came and were singing their praise and doing their bidding, would they arrest them? Will they go after them? No. So when you are persecuted, or when the world comes after you, rejoice. Because they've considered you a threat. They've considered you strong enough to cause disruption in their system. When you go to your workplace and the powers that be that are destroying that particular system, they start conniving against you. There is something you are doing they don't like. Don't be surprised and don't run away from it. That's what you were called to do in the first place. If darkness likes light, then that light must be fake. So stop expecting applause from the world you are sent to confront. Stop seeking validations from systems you are sent to reform. And that's one of the problems we have now. One of the kingdom culture we are now saying, we will shift the culture. And if you check well, some of the things we call shifting the culture is conformity. Conformity. Just to make the world like us better. That's not a kingdom thing. That's not a kingdom mandate. I've kept on saying this, that the world has never wanted to be like the church. Why is the church always trying to be like the world? It is something I don't understand about this. The world has never wanted to be like the church. But you keep seeing the church every day wanting to be like the world. And even if the church becomes like the world will still not accept the church. So no matter how much you conform to the world, you will still not be accepted. So why try in the first place? Why look for applause in the first place? Behind every resistance you face as a believer is a spirit. The spirit of this world. Designed to silence truth and to dim your glow. To dim the light in you. Turn to your neighbor and say, there is a good news. No. Turn to your neighbor and say, there is a good news. God has put up a system of survival. There's a way. There's a way to survive in this dark world. I'm going to briefly share with you three systems for that. Number one is power. Someone say power. Someone say power. Not theory, power. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When you receive the very life of Christ, you receive the power of God. That's when you receive the Holy Spirit. Power came. For you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost, what? Has come upon you. That's beautiful. But it's there for you to exercise it. Why did God give you power? Because there will be resistance. God did not give you power for decoration. A police officer that they gave gun, it means that they've told him that his life will probably be in danger. So, receiving Jesus, listen, when you receive Jesus, what came with it came with power. It shows you that you will meet dark times. If giving you power came after, it means that it was a thought after. Something that happened, something that came up later. With receiving Jesus came with power. It means that you are entering a dangerous territory. Being a Christian is enough danger on its own because you are in this world. So refusing to exercise power is dangerous. is dangerous. And when you refuse to exercise that power, we begin to see the manifestations physically. We begin to see it in families. We begin to see it in your finance. We begin to see it in your own life. You begin to see Christians who are depressed. Why is Satan sending depression? Not because Satan wants to kill you. Satan just wants to stop God's purposes over your life. It's not really about you. It's about what God wants to do with you. And that's why you must exercise this power. If you say power is not real, you've started losing the battle already. You need it. You need it. Because life has more that is unseen than is seen. The ability to remain unbroken when everything around you is bending, you need power for that. A man is doing so much, Satan will try to use his child to break him. And then all of a sudden, that child begins to get wayward. And then all the man thinks he should do is just to cancel the boy. Whereas you don't know, Satan is saying, you want to take my people, I must take your own son. And all you are doing is, hey, read the Bible now, read the Bible now, read the Bible now. Spiritual warfare has come finally in your house. Power is heaven's insurance policy that God gives to his beloved in a hostile world. Darkness does not yield to motivation. You don't motivate darkness away. Since you've been doing this, your motivation, how has life been? Too much explaining. You know. Darkness yields to authority. Satan respects power, not title, not emotions, not hashtags. Hashtags. You wake up in the morning to pray. How many of you have cried for 30 days? I've cried for 30 days. Has the situation changed? Now I told people say, see, clean those tears. I mean business. See, let me tell you. Yes, if Satan see me, if Satan truly, truly see me, he go pity me. It's not noise though. Because we have replaced power with noise. I think I will tell people that we have a generation of generator Christians. You know what I mean by that? Generator Christians. You know what I mean by that? When we come to church now, let us pray. You go and hold one pillar. Satan does not respect that thing. You can sound loud. You can sound loud and your chains are louder. For sometimes people do that out of fear. You know, one day I was telling someone, I said, some of you that pray at night, let NEPA take light. The jinn that you hung on the fan, if you move like this, I bind a cast now. He starts speaking tongues from nowhere. And then mistakenly breeze now open the door. They've come. I said it. Tonight is tonight. The flight comes. You find out how foolish you were. you will never be powerless. But let me tell you, you can never thrive in Babylon if you have no weight. You can never thrive in Babylon if you have no weight. Go and check any of these guys, someone like Joseph, someone like Daniel. What sustained them in Babylon, part of it was weight. You know where we are? This earth. You want to thrive in a hostile territory. You want to be the best in media, best in education, best here. And you think that powers that be will allow you just because you have a fine face. Or they will allow you just because you are the son of this. They will allow you because I've tried my best. I will show you people who are trying better than you. For years old. You know, scripture says, right from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, what? So it means that there has been a violent assault against the kingdom of darkness, against the kingdom of light, from the kingdom of darkness. And for that to be quenched, you must rise. You know, Satan does not play fair. Satan is not a nice guy. He has never claimed to be a nice guy. Demons are not nice. In fact, let me tell you, most times they don't have emotions. They don't have the capacity to be sentimental. I've suffered this thing for 15 years. It will continue for the next 25 years if you're not careful. Now listen, power is not optional. It's the believer's support system in spiritual warfare. And the scripture told us that again, that the weapon of our warfare are not what? Carnal. They are mighty through God. It means, listen, it also says that we do not fight against what? Flesh and blood. It means that we do not wage war in the flesh. It means, listen, please look up to me here. Please look up to me, everyone. Look up to me, everyone. What that means is that as a Christian, your primary enemies are never physical. Please, get this thing and get it right. As a Christian, your primary enemies are not what? Physical. Did you find out that when Jesus was with Peter and he was discussing about the cross actually represented his glorification process. And Peter was suggestively, in a very good way, to a very good master, you cannot go. What did Jesus tell him? What did he say? Satan! Get behind me. So Satan entered Peter, right in the presence of Christ, and tried to use him. I said Satan does not play fair. He can even use the tears of a loved one to make you lose an opportunity. I mean, if it were you, you would say Peter. Obviously, Peter loved him, but he saw through that Peter was not the problem. That the problem was who? Satan. That's why we keep telling people: your grandfather is not your problem. Your uncle is not the problem. Not your uncle that is doing this and that. There is something operational in his spirit. That's what is the problem. Defeat it, your uncle is powerless. So my village people, they finally won. So let me tell you. As a believer, you must prioritize your altar. Regardless of what you think you want to do on earth, prioritize your altar. So this is a general call to every one of us. Don't take your prayer life. I was talking to someone about the ministry of Jesus. I think I was sharing with you here some time ago about the ministry of Jesus. Before there was public ministry, there was a private ministry. There was a private ministry. Before Jesus could command result outside, the scripture would say, early in the morning, he rose. Look at what we want to do. We want to command publicly when we have not bound privately. Whenever you see a man flowing in something at ease, he had wrestled for with that thing previously. If we do it, lose your voice, what will happen will keep happening. You know, some people will go and copy how a man speaks. You know, that's not where the power is. You see your pastor is there, and then one day something will enter you like the seven sons of Sceva. Where are they? Where are they? They used them yesterday. Okay, he's the chief. Where's the demon? Okay. So, something will enter you. Then you go. And if my pastor has, how does my pastor do it? He will just look and say, go. And then you go that day. Because I'm sure those guys must have watched Paul. There they go. Go. Every chain be gone. Come out. That's beautiful. You will not leave that room alone. You will run out of that room. Before copying what he does, better go and copy how he prays. Better go and copy how he groans. Better copy how he engages. Can't copy that, though. Don't go and copy his hairstyle, though. Hairstyle without power is exposing yourself. Oh. You see, when we come publicly now, and we are saying, you know, there are some prayer points that pastors will lead like this. Don't follow them. Oh. They have insurance policy. Man of God will come out. Satan is a bastard. You open your mouth. Satan is a bastard. When Satan comes for you. Though I can't say such a thing. I believe that's very uncultured for a minister to just say. Because Satan himself is also a prince. Whether dark, there is authority. So let's leave that one. You know, sometimes when people are unguided, you know, I think it was Apostle Jude who was teaching. He said that when the prophet, it was, what's his name? The angel, right? We were talking about Moses. That he did not give a single, I'm paraphrasing now, dirty word. Rather, he said, the Lord commands you. The angel, not just anyhow angel, but you small boy somewhere, Satan is a bastard. they did not teach you kingdom ethics. May the Lord help us. Guard your altar. Stay yielded to the Holy Spirit. And guard your purity. Guard your purity. Guard your purity. In fact, I will keep saying that righteousness is your greatest defense in the day of adversity. There are some hedges. There are some battles you will never face in life if you live a pure life. There are some battles you will never face in life if you live a pure life. There are some encounters you will never have in life if you live a pure life. And the scripture says that if you break the hedge, what will happen? It's happening to your body. So listen, if you live in power, you will survive the territory. But then there is something beyond surviving. It's called thriving. Don't say thrive. You know, you are not just called to survive. You are called to do what? Thrive. So now, as you walk in power, you must walk in wisdom. That's the second one. You must walk in wisdom. Now, Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. He said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Let me tell you what wisdom is like. Wisdom is heaven's navigation system. Power will give you strength, but wisdom will give you strategy. You don't just need strength, you need strategy. You need the know-how. Power will make you stand. Wisdom will make you last. It's not standing that is the problem. Will you last? Some people started with some of our fathers. They've gone. Powerful people. But they did not last. Wisdom moved them into fighting battles that were unnecessary. Wisdom made them say things that destroyed their ministry. It's not about standing. Power will make you stand, but will you last? It takes the intelligence of the Spirit to navigate through certain adversaries. Have you ever heard this statement in Igbo? Vumka Makalia statement. I no follow. I no follow is what? It is explanation. In this very dark world, every fight is not worth your energy. Some battles just require discernment, not demonstration. Every time. One day someone told me, you know, I was talking to someone, I said, that when I started ministry, I loved power move. Eh? Oh, touch, take it. Then I found out that thing, as beautiful as it is dangerous to the body. How long will you do this? How long would you do this? Would you survive it? Go and check most of these people who entered into full-time deliverance ministry. Go and check them well. Something will tell you. So these days, I found two options. You can either cast out or you preach out. Are you following me? And if you want to get something that lasts, preach out. And to get solid, you do what? Preach out. Preach out. Wisdom will teach you how to speak, when to speak, what to engage, when to retreat. Without wisdom, power becomes wasteful. You begin to do unnecessary things, good things, but unnecessary. Some people have fasted foolishly till they entered the grave. Give me power, I died till they died, finally. Wait and kill them, now power, kill them. SS power. One day I was talking to her, I said, you see, any sickness you get because of rest, most times is not healed out, it is rested out. Did you not hear me? Any sickness you got through stress, most times is not healed away. It is rested away. Keep walking. I have seen men that God wants to use because of lack of wisdom. Their body failed them before their spirit. Wisdom. Wisdom will lead you to be emotionally blackmailed into not lasting. Somebody's not understanding. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You know, someone like me now who is into ministry. One day I told myself, I said, even if I kill myself, I will not be enough for human beings. So I will not kill myself. If I bleed now, so people will say I did not bleed well. Or my blood did not pump out the way it should have pumped out. What happened? It's not red enough. It's wisdom that will teach you that not every door is a good door. Not every opportunity is divine. Wisdom will teach you the principle of timing. Wisdom will teach you how to carry truth with tenderness. You know what will happen if you carry truth without tenderness? Your head will be required. Someone will tell me, that's the way prophets talk. You're not the only prophet who has lasted. Wisdom will teach you that you can carry the truth with tenderness. That's why you see some people and you're calling them cowards. They're not cowards. They want to do ministry for a long haul. And if they did that ministry for a long haul, they must have achieved more than their contemporaries. Daniel survived four kings, and none of them were good kings. Four good kings. 1, 2, 3, 4. It took wisdom, not power. Four good kings. Joseph governed Egypt because he could interpret systems. You called it dreams. It was actually a system of preservation that he interpreted. Paul escaped the traps of men because he could discern their hearts. When they came to make Jesus an offer to be king, he knew what they were planning. He left. You know when they told him, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and what is, should we pay to, do we pay the temple tax or should we give to Caesar? If it's you now, you just say what is in your mind. Jesus had perceived that their spirit was not right with that question. They just wanted to set him up so that they can either say he has blasphemed against the law of Moses or against Moses, and then they kill him. Or for him to say nonsense, don't give to Caesar, so that they can get him. If you are not a wise man, you just say anything that is in your mind. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 19. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers of the city. Now listen, wisdom is not compromise. It is collaboration. Let me share something with you. You know, this is Southgate Believers Convention. A lot of times, I hear people say, what's going on in the body of Christ in the Southeast and this and that and that and that? What's really going on? I've always maintained this. There has never been a manpower or gift or talent problem or anointing problem in the Southeast. There has never. Gifted men everywhere. Anointed men everywhere. Talented men everywhere. But part of the biggest secret is that we don't understand the wisdom of collaboration. The moment we disagree on a little manner, on a little matter, we become enemies. And then the people who are thriving have more disagreements than us. Then they find a way to collaborate. We here we call it, I cannot compromise. Without wisdom, you don't preserve power. Zeal will burn fast. So let me tell you this as I begin to conclude. Seek understanding before you react to anything. Spiritual sensitivity is superior to speed. Spiritual sensitivity is superior to speed. I'm telling you how God keeps his people in this kingdom. Some people are so fast that they are running to danger. Never you confuse being loud with being effective. You know, quiet wisdom changes more than noise. Be careful. Let me tell you one more thing. With wisdom. If you're going to be a wise man, you must study patterns. You must study how those things, how does it run? Systems don't yield to emotions. They yield to principles. So if you see that ministry is working here, or business is working there, let me tell you, if you see that something is working, study how it works. It does not work to emotion. It works, it answers to principles. It yields to laws. Okay. Please look up to me. Don't write anything. Do you know if there is a way to judge anointing? Listen. You will tell me how to judge anointing because I don't know a way to judge anointing. But I'm going to say this with a disclaimer. Do you know that some unbelievers know how to run ministry more than anointed holy believers? Do you know that if you bring a person and he studies the pattern and the system of ministry, that some unbelievers actually run ministry more than called anointed ministers? How do the angels of darkness disguise to the agents of light? Have they become light? But how are they succeeding? Because they have found the principles. Systems are not emotional. They just respect principles. If you're a person of wisdom, you will thrive. I will keep saying this. If the ministry will thrive, if the kingdom will thrive in our generation, we really need to curtail the unholy, unbiblical principle of the louder your amen, the bigger your testimony. Nothing works or moves without nothing. Miracles don't happen in a vacuum. Success is not implanted on anybody. Study how these things work and stop wishful thinking. You're not following what I'm saying here. Can I tell you this? Can I say this? Can I say this? Do you know why it looks as though a lot of ministries are not moving fine? Or if a man gets money under your ministry, he leaves your ministry. Most people base their ministry around this area on the blessings of the Lord. Now imagine telling someone who is blessed that he's going to be blessed. He will see you as if you don't understand what you're saying. We want global outreach. And yet we're not asking the right questions. Those who went global, what did they do? Going global is not someone's name. He who is willing to pay the price for it. But you must discover the price so that you don't go and waste effort in the name of paying price. That's why you go and see people, they say, I fasted for 1 year. Some people know the skill of fasting. How to fast is not just fasting. Jesus taught us not just to pray. He taught us how to pray. How to pray is what makes prayer effective. Not just that you pray. Because before he came, men were praying. There's a how. Wisdom will make you sit down and check systems. How something operates. And that's why I will encourage everyone. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to be a person of strong observation. When you see anything succeeding, Observe the process. Because once you observe it and you learn it, you can replicate it. Success is can be replicated. Success can be replicated. But it's not by transfer of mantle. I've checked. Did you find out that most people who were handed a mantle reduced it? The very reason why is they got the oil, but they did not get the knowledge. The system, they did not have it. It's not about making your son CEO. Has he been trained to become CEO? He can be a CEO without you announcing him as a CEO. But you can announce him as a CEO, but he will run that thing down. Are you with me? Quickly, let me tell you the last one, and then we'll pray. The third way to thrive in this dark world. We've gotten power. Power brings resistance. Wisdom navigates us through it. It makes us run away from uncertain things. It makes us strive. There's one more way. That one is called excelling. Someone say excelling. Please write it down. Say excelling. What is excelling? The proof of system. When you say you have a system, when you excel in it, it shows that the system is right. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. You let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As I round up, I want to tell you that the world will argue with your beliefs, but they cannot argue with your results. They can argue with what you believe, but when you have results to show, they can't argue with results. They can see it. When you tell them there is a God, they will look at you, what God? But if you have a result to show that this is coming from your God, what then can they argue with? Let me tell you, some years ago I made up my mind that I don't want to be liked, I want to be valued. I want to be what? I don't want to be liked. Even if you don't like me, it's not necessarily a problem, but you can't ignore me. There are people you will have to work with, not because you like them, but they have results. They have what you want. They might not like your God, but what you have created is indispensable for them. Do you think that the people in Egypt like Joseph? But if you remove Joseph, they will die of famine. There is a way you're going to excel in that business, even if they don't like your guts or anything. They know that if they remove you, the business crumbles. So they even, from not liking you, they make you a protected species. Not by prophecy, but by sheer realization of the fact that they cannot do without you. Don't remember saying increase in your value. If you increase in your value, I'm telling you, they don't like my God. They don't like my God. Until you are the best surgeon in that hospital. But let's keep in shah. We'll have to keep. We have no choice. Because it's the best. They can't get it anywhere. You know, yesterday I was telling you that unbelievers don't understand your tongues, but they can properly interpret your product.
Let me give you an example. So some of the pastors that you see today, that it looks as though even occultic men go to, the reason why they go to them is not because they like their Jesus. It's because those pastors have undeniable proof and result that they themselves know they need. They can be occultic people, but they know they need. The government might not like you, but when it's time for election, they know you have people. So, even when they want to respond, they will respond politically, because they know the next 4 years is coming. If you have what they have, what they want, you know this song. If all I have is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough. Yes. If all I have is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I check that song. Check that song well, Lord. You know, some people sang some years ago, give me Jesus, take gold, take this, take that. After a while, they found out that Jesus did not prohibit gold and some of those things. Listen carefully. In your getting of the Holy Spirit, profound solution. So that your solution will not just be to the church. Some people are only as relevant as the four walls of a building of the church. Outside of the church, nothing else. But have you found out that the mandate of heaven was never to the body? It was to the society. The song is good, though. I'm not saying this. I will still sing it tomorrow. But what I'm trying to say, while you have Jesus, I just hope that through wisdom and power that you are getting that result. Don't sing that song because you could not get result. When Joseph interpreted the dream, Pharaoh did not think about his nationality. He just needed someone who would give him result. Remember, Pharaoh himself was a spiritual. Pharaoh was a god to his people. Go and read your scriptures. He was a god to his people. He did not care if that guy was a Hebrew boy. He had a result. He excelled in what he was doing. He didn't care about his nationality. You see all these things they are saying? Let me tell you. Have you ever heard people say, I cannot marry someone from my tribe? Have you ever seen something? Have you ever heard that thing? It's for poor men. Go and check it well. Go and check it well. If they find a very rich man's son or daughter from a different tribe, they will change that thing. You're not following me. Is that not true? That's your father who is saying you will never marry from my tribe. You see that your father that said you will never marry from my tribe. It must always be from my tribe. Tell him that your fiance's your husband to be father is a billionaire in dollar. He said, let's go and pray about it. Someone say result. You go to propose to somebody, say, let me pray. Prayer, 3 months. No, he has not seen the future that day. See, that day was the day she made up her mind. I'm telling you, if proposal takes more than 24 hours, there is something there. If you enter 48 hours, if you enter 72 hours, forget it. Yeah. Leave it. I'm telling you the truth.
I hope I'm not spoiling things for people here. But what what I'm trying to say is that if you get enough result, at some point, it's no longer, certain things will leave. If your car breaks down, are you looking for a Christian to repair your car? You are looking for who knows how to do it, true or false. But it's true. You will find out that in the marketplace, you will find out that in the society, what you believe sometimes is, you know, people will keep telling you, why they are fighting me? It's because I'm a Christian. It's because I'm a Christian. It's because I'm a Christian. It is legitimately true. But if you add result, wisdom and power, you will thrive regardless of whatever is happening there. Excellent gets attention. But results will bring authority. Rise to your feet, rise to your feet, rise to your feet, rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everyone. Everyone, rise to your feet. We're going to make this prayer. But before I do that, you were not called to hide from darkness. You are called to outshine darkness. You are called to outshine what? Darkness. You are called to outshine darkness. Hold one person. You're going to make this prayer. Say with me in the name of Jesus. No. I think that person is sleepy. Push that. Look. Can I have someone on stage? Come, come, come. That person you are holding, maybe the person is sleepy. Push the person like this. I said, push the person, push the person. Uh-huh. I want to make sure the person is not sleeping. Make sure her wig does not fall off. Okay, why are you pushing her? Are you ready now? Say, in the name of Jesus. No, you're not ready. Say with me, in the name of Jesus. In my generation. I will not hide. I will shine. I will not be powerless. I will not walk without wisdom. And I must show my result. Lift up your voice and make that prayer. I will not explain everything. My walk will show my walking. Eratash kabara bahalia, erenemahos kadondo bahalia. In the name of Jesus. No, 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 no. Listen to me. When I came to this city of Asaba, and I was doing what I was doing the first 6 months, I heard people say all manner of things. But when results began to come, the same people that said certain things to certain ears started calling me bro. So you know what I'm talking about. They started calling me bro. That bro is not coming from a heart. Is the result that brought the humility and the bro out of them. Result-oriented bro. From today, you know, there's something we say, show walking. From today, your life will show walking. Let me pray for somebody here. From today, unnecessary explanation will cease in your life. There are certain things that don't need to be explained. Just see and know. I pray for you from today. Your efforts will begin to give results in your life. Any life of powerlessness, I declare on this mountain, I declare on this mountain any life of powerlessness. I declare on this mountain, receive the supernatural power of God. In the name of Jesus. Any life here lacking wisdom? Any life here lacking wisdom? I declare, let the wisdom of God rest upon your mind. Now listen. Life is full of wisdom problems. Life is full of wisdom problems. There are so many issues that you will not pray away. You will think it away. You did not hear me. I said there are so many issues you will not pray away. You will have to think it away. I pray for you. When you are meant to be thinking, it's an error to be praying there. You must pray, oh, or you must think, oh. When they wanted to cheat Joseph, he did not go into 75 days fasting. The Lord opened his mind and he understood the technology of crossbreeding, and he left there. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Even if they want to take advantage of you, the wisdom of the Lord will protect your interest. When you know a man who has no wisdom, he will always be frustrated in life. He will keep saying that everybody is his problem apart from himself. I pray for you. From today, you will walk in the divine wisdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice and give God every praise.